2 years ago, Peter Juarez and Maddie Steinkamp began making a film documenting what it's like to be a minority in our country right now. They found people in Phoenix whose stories often go untold, from Muslims to transgender people to immigrants, and they called it You Racist, Sexist, Bigot. We spoke with Juarez about the film last year, and she said it was a chance for those people who were being marginalized to tell their own stories. Today, they say their message is even more relevant. Tonight, the film will have its world premiere at Film Bar in downtown Phoenix. And our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with the filmmakers to talk more about their journey since making this film 2 years ago.
So we had you on the show last year, PETA, to talk about this film. And since then, you two have been all over. You've been to film festivals. Tell us a little bit about where you've been and showing the film in all of these places.
Yeah, well, we've been all over the Southwest, that's for sure, with Las Vegas and Arizona film festivals. We got to go out to Atlanta, to the Independent Film Festival in Atlanta. We won several awards in New York this last year. It traveled all the way to Beirut, Lebanon, earlier this summer. And that was probably one of the highlights of the year as far as festivals. We were nominated for Best Foreign Feature Documentary there at the Lebanon Independent Film Festival. You know, we've had so much great response to the film festival screenings, and just getting towards the end of the year, we're just really excited to get to the premiere.
Yeah, yeah. So that's tonight, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But first, let's take a quick step back and have you remind us a little bit about what this film is about. What kinds of stories do you hear in this movie?
Yeah, so Maddie and I got together in 2016 when we had that big election that happened, and we wanted to create a film that was going to be able to tell stories and underrepresented narratives of people who sometimes we just see a 30-second clip about immigration and immigrants, or sometimes we just hear a 10-second audio. You know, that sometimes can be problematic because I just think it doesn't show enough of people's stories, of people's cultures, where they come from, who they really are. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen such a, you know, big example of this with the migrant caravan. Me being Central American, it has been very disheartening to see what people are saying. And I think it's just a matter of educating ourselves and really starting conversations with other people from different backgrounds. And that's exactly what we wanted to do with this film. We wanted to show stories of people who were undocumented, people who were trans, people who are Black in America today, people who are Muslim, all these underrepresented stories that for so long I don't think that we've really shown who and why their culture is what it is. And we go into these conversations with different identities and really let them tell their story. I feel as a background in journalism, a lot of the times we tell other people's stories. And to us, it was really important to just give them the mic and let them speak on their experiences mm-hmm. and what it is to be them in today's America.
Yeah. I wonder if you've gotten reactions to the name of the film as you've shown it around. It's such a kind of a punchy name. It's a little bit much for a lot of people. What kinds of reactions have you gotten?
Well, I think the name really goes along with the same concepts of the film. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, you can't place everybody in the same box. We really wanted to have something as a title to the film that did strike people in an uncomfortable setting that maybe provoked them to want to have the conversation.
So it's meant to challenge you, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Well, every single time we go somewhere, they either love the name or they're intrigued by the name or they're looking things up from the name. So it's actually been very successful.
Yeah. So, Maddie, I also want to talk to you a little bit about the soundtrack, right? This was also sort of a community effort of musicians here in Arizona to make this, and you were a part of that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so it was a dream come true, first of all. It was very much community funded, so we had fundraisers, concerts, and different things to raise money to pay all the best musicians in town, local musicians, to collaborate with me and to collaborate with our producer, Larry Elia, in the studio, and to create this music that would really identify the film by itself. It came together because we really wanted to have as much as possible this like Arizona sound mm-hmm. While trying to reach different genres that would be kind of worldly. So gospel, Latin music, hip hop, R&B, these genres were chosen to basically assist the melody and give like the film its own theme song.
Yeah. So it's been a couple of years since you made this film. It's premiering now here. I want to talk a little bit about the message that you went into this with, and if you think that that has shifted over the last 2 years.
I think that it's become more important. You know, and Maddie and I were talking about this earlier, that it's like nothing's changed really from mm-hmm. where we were at in 2016. If anything, you just see more and more of this hate rhetoric going around. And I think that what we really want to start doing with this film is starting conversations. We've been going, and we will continue to go around the country to college campuses, and that to us has been super successful. And the types of conversations that we're having with these young people are amazing. And really, all they want to do is talk, right? Like, we went to ASU at Cronkite and another school at ASU too, and they stayed about 45 minutes even after the film, after having dialogue throughout the whole film mm-hmm. with some of our panelists and our writers. And I think that that's really what we're wanting to start. And it's ask questions, even if you're uncomfortable. And that's okay if you don't know the answer. That's why you have those friends and those people in that community around you to make you feel and answer those questions for you.
All right. Maddie Steinkamp, Pita Juarez, the producers of the film You Racist, Sexist, Bigot. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.